Intervju Radija Student.
Pred letošnjim ljubljanskim jazz festivalom, ki se začne prihodnji teden, se lahko danes v klubu Cankarjevega doma udeležite pred dogodka 12 Points Plus, ki je nekakšen festival v malem. V okviru 12 Points Plus festivala se vsako leto predstavi 12 zasedb, med katerimi se tri nadalje predstavljajo po različnih pretežno evropskih jazzovskih festivalih. Danes večer tako 12 Points Plus otvarja ljubljanski jazz festival. Na dogodku, ki je brez vstopnine, se tako od 8:30 zvečer predstavljajo tri manj znane zasedbe v naslednjem vrstnem redu. Elephant 3, Kaja Draxler Acropolis Quintet in World Service Project. Za Eresh intervju se je Aleš Rojc pogovarjal s pevko finske zasedbe Elephant 3, ki buri odre različnih festivalov šele zadnjih 5 let. Pred kratkim so Elephant 3 izdali drugo ploščo Time Out, ki ste jo lahko poslušali v tolpi bumov pred 2 dnevi. Sledi intervju.
Yeah, first since you're quite young band, I think it's okay if you can introduce maybe the band and the members.
Yes. So I sing and play synthesizers and glockenspiel in Elephant 3.
Okay.
And it consists of me and Pauli Lyytinen on the tenor saxophone and Tatu Rönke on the drums.
Okay. And you played together how long?
We started to play together in 2007 in Helsinki. And we are based in Helsinki, we all live there.
Okay. You have side projects? I mean, is this just a opportunity band or it's...
This is really like a long-term band, definitely, and we there's no doubt about it. We do a lot of work with it, but we all have other commitments.
What kind, if it's possible to?
It's many different things,
okay.
But lots of jazz music and contemporary, somehow also some classical and pop.
Because that's maybe one, at least for me, peculiar thing. Okay, I don't want to go into labeling, but even if you read some stuff about Elephant 3,
yeah.
It's always this, it's a bit pop, it's a bit jazz and all that. But if you listen to music, I think it can be put also in another kind of festivals or context. So maybe the question would be, yeah, what kind of places and context you mostly play?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that it's all about this labeling thing. But we have mostly played in jazz places, in festivals and venues, but also in some more popish places. And Elephant 3 definitely fits in like experimental scene, rock, pop.
So you choose the places, or are you more invited? Or maybe you can also explain how did it come to these 12 points?
Yeah, so since 2007 we have worked a lot ourselves with booking gigs, mostly in the beginning in Nordic countries, all over. And then it like little by little we played also some showcases and festivals, and it always gives other gigs and people call. So nowadays it's people call and contact us, which is really nice. But you have to do a lot of work yourself.
Yeah. So what, basically you just happened to be in this maybe more jazz world, but you don't care, or
I mean, I mean, since we all, especially Pauli and Tatu, they are have really strong roots in the jazz world, and me as well. But I have also roots in the classical world, so it comes natural. We all play a lot of improvised music, so you can't avoid that it comes into our music. And it's just that we are all brought up. I mean, we are born in the 80s and we are influenced by popular music. So it's just this very natural thing that some structures are more like maybe pop tunes, more or less, depends from the song. And it's just... and then we take from our different influences.
Okay, maybe any special influences you would like to talk about? Or not?
Not really. I couldn't say anything specific like that, but... yeah.
Okay. Then maybe... how do you see the trio Elephant Trees? Is it more collective things? You have one person writing the songs, you have different... I mean, how does this process of songwriting...
Yeah. It's... I write a lot of tunes.
Okay.
And also Pauli. Some, but then we bring... I bring it to the band, and since it's a quite unconventional setup with drums, saxophone and vocals, I can't really say what Pauli's gonna play, because it's... he knows his instrument so well, so we all work it out together, and then it becomes, it's like a new phase in the composition, sort of. The arrangement has a very strong... yeah, they get reborn when we work together.
Okay, but yeah, some of the songs, I could say, they're quite open to do whatever with them in the performance or live context. So do you more or less follow the forms or the songs that are already written, or you take your time to, I don't know, to improvise more, to experiment on the stage? I mean.
Yeah, like live, it's quite different.
Okay.
We try to make the song new every time in a way, and it always happens new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we wouldn't... I mean, it's very fun for us to work like that, and we can do whatever, really.
Okay, would you agree that... Yes, I haven't heard your first record, but I heard some songs that you put on the net.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just my feeling that there's slight change, maybe, that there was more open space or free space than now there... You maybe went into more this form.
Yeah, definitely.
And also you change lyrics into English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you reflect this, any special reason?
No, I mean, this is just like this phase,
okay.
Sort of, right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It just went very natural to some more, definitely more popish on the second album. And I don't know, we just wanted to... work with these three elements and see where we could come. It just went very natural to where it is now. But since when we play live, it all comes this more open spaces.
Okay.
You will hear it. But I think that we have grown as a band.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
You can hear it on the records.
Yeah, sure.
And they are indeed different.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the lyrics, I felt that I wanted to make the second CD more like a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the lyrics are... I only chose lyrics in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go maybe just maybe back to live component.
Yeah.
Okay, what places do you mostly play in? I mean, there are some festivals, but there are also maybe some other places. What can you say?
We have played at rock clubs, small punk clubs.
Mm.
We have played in really, really, really minim bars, like these old jazz bars.
Mm.
and we have played in huge stages, like for 3,000 people, with enormous PAs. So it's very.
Okay. So how do you feel about different places?
I would say that I like when it's quite intimate, so that you can really feel the audience. But I think that Elephant Tree suits very well in a bigger stage, because then you can really hear the sound, and we can play out.
Okay, so now you're a part of this 12-point festival. I was just speaking a bit with the manager before. He sees this festival as a sort of getting unheard bands a little to higher level, to more public. So maybe okay, how do you experience this festival? It means anything special in that context, and generally?
It is really important, the work that they do, and I really appreciate it a lot. Because as I told you, we really have worked, and we still work a lot with the booking, and it is difficult to like get out. So it has been a good thing for us, and is still. We are very happy to be a part of it.
Could you say it's also a different experience to play different venues, or it's more like this, getting to the people? I mean, okay, maybe to put it simply, if you play in the context of, let's say, bigger jazz festivals, how do you feel on stage? What do you think? How do you feel the public responds to you?
I often get very strong reactions after the concerts, it's different every time, depending on the venue. With 12 points, it has been good, quite big venues.
So.
Did you get it? What you are?
No, I can't tell you what I want to hear.
No, of course not.
No, it's okay. So maybe just to announce maybe tonight's concert.
Yeah.
Anything special to say?
Tonight is gonna be a really, really energetic night. We are gonna give a lot and play tunes from this second album.
And it's also not. I mean, jazz festival is in 1 week after, so there is not so crowded with concerts, so maybe people will come.
Yeah, I hope there will be lots of people. It's free, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Good reason.
And I mean, it's going to be fresh. I think all the bands here tonight is going to be really like something new.
How do you feel with another two bands? You're playing with Kai Draxler and...
I don't know the British band, because they are new, but with Kaya we have played now three concerts together, and it's a pleasure to share a venue with them. They are very nice musicians, great musicians, and great persons, all of them. So I think it works well together. We are quite different, but it's a quite good blend.
Surprise and step aside. know, a bit too nervous, 'cause time is mine. I better take care of it, I better come out, I better stronger, do what I do, I better hug myself, call myself, involve myself, hug myself, call myself.
V prejšnjem intervjuju se je Aleš pogovarjal s pevko finskega tria Elifan 3, ki nastopa nocoj ob 8:30 v klubu Cankarjevega doma.
Intervju Radija Študent.